Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, every time we come to the supper of the Lord, we hear these words. Betrayed is a bitter word, a word that chills the soul, sickens the stomach. To be betrayed is to have a friend turn on you, treating you as an enemy. And the setting for this betrayal? Passover time. Israel's glad festival of liberation and deliverance from bondage. This is the setting for Judas's treachery that will result in Jesus being bound and led away to stand trial and ultimately to die as a condemned criminal. What thoughts were going on through Judas's darkened mind as he went to the chief priest with a calculated offer to betray his Lord? Mark does not tell us. We do not know. We only know that Judas, one of the 12, treated his friend as an enemy. That's what betrayal is, to treat a friend as an enemy. And it is with a token of friendship, a kiss, and a greeting of loyalty, Master, that Jesus is identified by Judas, signaling to the soldiers that he is the one. He is the one that they want on that shadowy evening in Gethsemane's garden. Before they had gone to the garden, Jesus kept Passover with his disciples. This would be the final Passover, for the death that he was about to die would fulfill the Passover, rendering it obsolete with the New Testament of his body and his blood. It was here in this final Passover, as Jesus is handing over his body and blood for his disciples to eat and to drink, that he tells them that one of them will hand him over. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born. The disciples question among themselves, is it I? Soon they will know who it is that will betray their Lord into the hands of sinners. Soon will they know that it is Judas, who will forever be known as the betrayer. Judas will do the deed. The other disciples will find no comfort in the fact that it was Judas and not they who betrayed Jesus. Peter, so bold and cocky with self-confidence, will end up denying Jesus before the night is over. He, along with James and John, cannot even stay awake as our Lord prays in the agony of the garden, as the Father presses to his Son's lips a cup of wrath that he will not remove, a cup that belongs to Jesus alone, to drain dry in his thirst for us and for our salvation. The weakness of our flesh overcomes the willingness of the Spirit, and these disciples are drowsy and dull with their own fatigue. They have no energy or strength in themselves, only exhaustion. When the soldiers come with their frightening weaponry of swords and clubs, every last one of the disciples will forsake Jesus and run away in fear. The prophecy is true. I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Scattered they are on that dark night. But Jesus adds a promise to that prophecy. After I am raised up, I will go before you in Galilee. Raised from the dead, the good shepherd will gather his sheep. Betrayal and denial, weakness and fear, it's all there in Mark's telling of the Passion history. But this week, which we call Holy Week, is not finally a saga of human pathos of tragic proportion, but the divine drama of the Lord who suffered it all, that we might not be handed over to our own sin, destined to death, and eternally captive to the devil. And so do not flee from him this week. Listen once again to his words as he goes to the cross. He was betrayed by a sinner into the hands of sinners, that by his death a world of sinners is reconciled to God. The betrayal, the sweaty agony in the garden, the sham trial, and the bloody death are all for you. He was betrayed, but he will never betray you. His is the love of a friend, the one friend who never will treat you as an enemy. This week is the demonstration of how trustworthy and sure a Savior he is for you and for your salvation. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.